707 on 720 WGN. I'm Andrea Darlis. This is the Patty Baskett Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty has the night off. We are going to jump right into it because our first guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning actress who has a brand new movie out. Sally Struthers is no stranger to anybody, and we have her director on the line as well, Alex Bock. The new movie is called You and Me, and we are so excited to have you both on the phone with us live in Chicago tonight. How are you both?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Alex.
Oh.
Good. Hi, Sally.
Oh, you guys. Now I know you guys are on the phone. It's a balmy like 32 degrees here in Chicago, and I'm sure you're in much warmer weather than we are.
And I want to be in Chicago.
We want you here. We love you here.
I love Chicago, but I also love 32 degrees more than 86 degrees.
Oh, there you go. See? So you're cold-blooded, but you're very warm-blooded. We're so happy, again, as I said, to have you both on the line with us. Thank you for taking time. I know we only have you for a little while, but we want to talk about the new movie, You and Me, as I said. Sally, you're starring in it. Alex Bock, you directed it. Tell us about this movie. It was an audience award winner at the Cinequest Film Festival. So you're already three steps ahead of the curve, Alex.
That's right. In fact, that's the last time I saw Sally was at the Cinequest Film Festival in March. So it's great to thank you for facilitating a call between me and Sally now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you guys have like mini reunion going on right now.
That's right. Because I'm in New York and she's in Florida. And anyway, but yeah, it's a love story about a deaf woman who meets a recently blinded man. And the actress who plays the woman is also my wife, Hillary, who we wrote it together, we produced together, and she plays, she actually is deaf, and the leading actor actually is blind, so you're getting the real thing in this movie.
Yeah, it sounds like heartwarming, heartbreaking, like you'll laugh, you'll cry, all of the above.
I think so. And Sally, I'm biased, but I think Sally gives... I mean, probably her best performance on film, and my favorite performance ever. I think she's extraordinary in this movie.
That's pretty good accolades there, Sally. Your best performance in film, because you've done a lot of great
really
things.
It's a mutual admiration society. I love Alex, and it's the second film I did for him. And all he has to do is call me up and say "what," and before he can get the next word out of his mouth, I say yes. Yes, whatever you want me to do. Oh. Yes.
See, I love that.
Oh my
there.
God.
That's a great thumbs up there.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something. He's got the most spectacular wife, Hillary. She is so funny and so darling and so sexy and so good-natured. She has just given birth to their third child. She is an incredible young woman, and she really carries this whole film. And Alex directed her and me and everybody beautifully. And I just got to be as silly and crazy as I am in real life, and he caught it all on cellulite.
You know, you have the ability, Sally, and I think audiences will agree, you could be funny, you could be serious, you know, you really just, you know, span the spectrum of acting, and I know you've been doing it a long time, and tell us about your role and what it was like working with Alex and Hillary.
Well, I got to play the mother of the deaf young man, the blind young man who meets Hillary, and they start this unlikely relationship, and he brings her over to my house for Christmas, and hilarity ensues as the family all argues around the table.
Kind of like real life.
Exactly
like real life. Yes.
Sally, was your character all for this relationship in the beginning, or did you have reservations playing the mom?
I had no reservations. Okay. I mean, Alex and Hillary wrote it. They wrote it, and they beautifully wrote it. And I was just excited to get to it and that it was being filmed when I had a break in my working life. Because I'm gone probably from my home 10 months of the year going to different regional theaters and doing different musicals. And this filming of this fell right into a time slot that I had open. So it was kismet.
And you had a show tonight, too, right?
Actually, I had the night off. You know, Monday night is the night
right.
off in theater.
So, you're dark. Yeah. You're dark, right?
I'm down here doing Annie. I'm not playing Annie. I'm in the musical Annie, and I'm the evil Miss Hannigan.
Oh, what a great role.
In the film You and Me, I get to be this really nice cheerleader of a mother.
Oh, see?
He's so excited for her son that he's got a love life.
What do you like playing more, the villain, like the Miss Hannigan, or the nice character, like the Gloria, or what you're playing in You and Me?
I don't think I'm very, I don't think I'm, I have the right voice and the right physical presence to really be believable as a villain. You wouldn't cast me as a villain. But what's great about playing Miss Hannigan is that she's a clown. She has lived in this orphanage for so long with so many children, she's become a child herself. So I just play it over the top. I play her as an alcoholic grown-up who that acts like a child. It's delicious to play.
Do you have audiences saying, wait a minute, this is Gloria. You can't be playing the alcoholic orphanage leader like Miss Hannigan.
Oh, you know something is so funny. Mothers and daughters will approach me on the street, and the mother will say, oh, honey, look, there's Gloria. And the daughter will say, no, that's Babette.
Right.
No, the mothers know me as Gloria from All in the Family, and the daughters know me as Babette from Gilmore Girls.
But again, isn't it cool, though, the range? You know, the range that the moms know you, the daughters know you, you know, the range of characters that you've played over the years.
It's pretty cool. And then somebody like Alex Bott comes along and mm-hmm. says, I got this film called You and Me, and you'd be great as a mom, and would you play it? And it's a whole other dimension that I've never played before. So, of course
I'll
do
it. I think Miss Hannigan is where Gloria ends up anyway.
Right? Don't tell my mom that. Don't tell me that. We grew up watching All in the Family.
No, it's really interesting, though, to see the different generations that have a connection to Sally now, because Sally, you don't know this. I haven't told Sally this story yet.
Oh, good. Tell us.
There was one day on set. I don't know if I should tell you this story, but there was one day on set when we're having some fun, and Sally jumped in front of camera in the middle of a take and started singing the theme from All in the Family, doing the Edith part. So I jumped in front of the camera. I started singing Archie Bunker. We had fun. We finished the song, and she ran off. And I looked around, and I realized that I was the only one on the crew that was old enough to know what the hell we were singing.
Isn't it hilarious? I know, right? Those were the days. And they're going, what? The millennials are like, wait, what? Sing Miss Hannigan.
They're all these, like, young crew guys. Like, they're Gilmore Girls.
You know what, though?
Thermal Girls fans, and I'm the All in the Family generation.
See,
so.
that's cool. That's what I was asking Sally. You know, that's what I meant about All in the Family and Gilmore Girls, and now, you know, just the different generations. It's got to be really neat to go through the generations, and you still got it, Sally. I mean, people still know who you are from 20 to, you know, 80.
You know, I'm 71 years old, and I feel like I'm still viable, and I'm still current, and yet all of the older people that approach me in shopping malls and on the street and restaurants say, oh, we used to love you on that show. So I know they mean All in the Family, but they'll call it the Archie Bunker Show.
Right, right.
It was called All in the Family. It was about a family. And then they use the word used to love you. And I say, oh, but you don't anymore.
Right. But you still love me.
Then
I love it.
2019 will come up and go, oh my God, you're Babette, aren't you? And that makes me feel so much more current.
From Gilmore Girls, yeah, right? I mean, and what do you? I have to say, you've obviously won Emmys for television. You've been on the big screen. Now you're on stage as well. I know you're hugely active. You were trained at the Pasadena Playhouse College of Theater Arts. Is there a preference?
Oh, you've done your homework.
I know. I did a little bit, but I've been a fan of yours for many, many years.
Andrea.
Do you prefer theater to movies or to TV? I mean, is there one great love that you have?
I don't have a preference. I think my preference is to keep moving around. My preference is to not just do one thing, but to do everything. To, you know, 1 month shoot a movie with Alex Bach, and then go over to Hanna-Barbera and do a couple of cartoon voices, and then go to Ogunquit, Maine and do a musical, and then go guest on a TV series like The Marc Maron Show, and then go, you know, just keep moving around. My friend Brenda Vaccaro kept telling me she was busy when I kept inviting her and her husband over for dinner. And, oh, we're busy that night. Now we're busy the next night. Now we're... And finally I said, do you and Gee ever just stay home and make some popcorn and watch a movie? And she says, oh, doll, you got to keep moving. It creates a breeze.
You do her voice perfectly, too, Sally. That's awesome.
So I guess what I'm trying to do in my career is to create a breeze.
Well, you've done a wonderful job. You still got it. You're fantastic. Everybody, go see You and Me. What do you both want people to take away from this movie when they see it this holiday season?
Well, Alex has got to explain how people can see this movie, because go see it. They probably don't have to leave their home, right, Alex?
No, in fact, if you leave your home, you'll have a hard time finding it. But starting tomorrow, It will be released everywhere on video on demand and iTunes and Amazon and anywhere you can stream movies, you should be able to find it starting tomorrow. And which is the way most people are watching movies nowadays. Anyway, it's getting hard to get people to go to the theater, so we might as well just deliver it to their homes. But to answer your question about what we'd like people to take from the movie, I mean, it's a very funny and moving universal love story that about a kind of a relationship and that could occur to with anyone. It's not really a message movie. It's not necessarily a disability movie, even though the two characters and actors happen to have these two disabilities. The point is that they're trying to negotiate how to be together or whether to be together for the same reasons that we all do. We just, is this the right person for me? Is this not what I had in mind, you know, for my life? And yet, you know, it's kind of like Beauty and the Beast. It's about this girl who comes to this town and meets this guy who is just not what she had in mind, and yet she ultimately kind of has no choice because they have this connection. So Sally's performance, it really is just extraordinary. It is, she comes in halfway through the movie and then she just wipes the floor with it. She is just jaw-droppingly funny and then is really, really moving as it goes on. So
Thank you, Alex. Listen, we all have baggage, right? Everybody has baggage. What happened to you in your childhood? Somebody that just dumped you.
Right.
You enter every new relationship and you're dragging your old baggage with you, unless you're in therapy four times a week. And it just so happens that their baggage is more obvious. One can't see and the other can't hear. But it's just baggage. It's just
exactly
what they're entering the relationship with.
It sounds like a wonderful movie. And when Sally Struthers is the mom and she's gives the relationship a thumbs up, that's even better. That's like the icing on top of the cake.
Yeah, and what makes her so funny and endearing in the movie is that she doesn't come in going, "Oh my God, my blind son." She's just excited that he's got a date, you know?
That's fantastic. Like, it's wonderful.
She's like, "Thank God you've brought a girl home." Thank
right,
God.
Exactly. Thank God you got a date. Well, we look forward to seeing you.
And I set up the bedroom for you upstairs.
Again, Sally Struthers has given the seal of approval of the relationship. That's all you need.
That's right. Yeah. Like most mothers, she crosses some lines, but you got to love her for it.
Well, it's wonderful. It's an honor, and it's great to talk to you both. And Sally, as I said, we're fans here. Chicago loves you. Alex, you got to come visit us as well next time you guys are in town, okay?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Andrea Darlis. Where does the name Darlis come from? What country?
All right, so that's Greek. And it used to be, and everybody thinks I make this up, but this is the truth. It used to be Papagannakopoulos. So my grandfather came over from Greece, from Zakynthos, and he changed it to Darlis.
Okay.
Right? Just like Papagannakopoulos, you know, very, very similar.
Well, my best friend, may she rest in peace, was a Greek lady, and she married a Greek man. And so if you said her whole name with her married name at the end of it, she was Pepina Spiros Linakis Thamopoulos.
Get out of town. You have to say it again. That's awesome.
Pepina Spiros Linakis Thamopoulos, but her kids called her Betty.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I have a very good friend. Her name is Athena, and we call her Becky. God, we shorten everything. The Greeks shorten everything. My gosh. Hey, Sally, someone's texting and wants to know where they can see you, how long you're going to be doing Annie in Florida and where.
I am here in Boca Raton, Florida at the Wick Theater, like light the wick on the candle, the Wick Theater. And we are doing Annie through our final performance this Sunday, December 23rd.
Oh, perfect.
So they've got three more weeks if they're in the area to come see it.
Well, perfect. You guys, thank you so much for taking time. I know we kept you a little longer than you had, but it's just been a pleasure talking to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I love you,
you guys,
Sally.
Have your reunion.
Yes. Bye. Thank you so much.
There you go. That is the great Sally Struthers and her director, Alex Bock. The movie is called You and Me. You can get it all over your Comcast, your RCN, every DirecTV. It's going to be available everywhere and on iTunes as well. You don't even have to leave the house. Make a nice bowl of popcorn and watch You and Me. Huge thank you to Sally Struthers and Alex Bock. They took some extra time for us tonight. We are going to take a quick break, and then we'll kick off the show again after this on 720 WGN.